Hi, welcome to the Panther Sports Report. I'm Jim Juneau, the Sports Information Director here at Virginia Union University. And I have with me today head coach of the football team here at Virginia Union and athletic director, Dr. Alvin Parker. Coach, welcome back to the Panther Sports Report.
Yeah, good to be back this week. I enjoyed the podcast.
Yes, now this is the second week of practice you're in the middle of. And how is the team, in your opinion, looking overall now?
Progressing well. You know, I think that's what you try to make sure you get accomplished during the spring. You know, we got 4 days on our belt right now, and you know, we're progressing in the right direction. So a lot of the goals that we wanted to kind of get accomplished during the spring, you can kind of see some of those happening. You know, but the most thing, you know, that you want to see is a bunch of guys getting a lot of reps, and I think that's what's going on right now.
And it looks like the guys, when I've been out there, it looks like the guys are actually enjoying themselves.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, as a coach, you want to make sure that you control the environment and make the environment fun, you know. So, you know, those guys enjoy coming out there because I think we do a good job of structuring practice and just doing the things and getting things accomplished. So they feel like every day they've checked something off the list or they've gotten better. So, you know, that's what makes us feel good about how things are going to practice.
And from my untrained eye, I was looking at, first off, Marvin Holmes' leg looks like it's gotten stronger over the offseason. And for those of you who don't know who Marvin Holmes is, he wears number 29, or wore 29 last year. He's our punter, and he did great last year.
Yeah, he, through the regular season last year, he led the league in punting. You know, so, you know, we were very excited about how he performed last year, you know, and then, you know, we thought he should receive some postseason honors last year for what he did. But, you know, he's one of those guys that just gets better and better and better. He started for us since he was a freshman, and now he's coming up on his senior year. So, you know, sky's the limit for him. But, you know, when you hear something out there, it's not a shotgun, it's his leg, you know. So, you know, it's a joy to watch him.
We're talking 50, 60 yards per kick in the air. And then whatever else it bounces around, you know, could use that strange-shaped ball and call it football, you know.
Yeah, he does a good job. Like I said, you know, all our specialists return. Yes. You know, place kicker, punter, snapper, holder, everything, you know, everybody that kind of goes with that specialist group, you know, returns. So those guys are out there in those yellow jerseys, and they move around with such a different type of, you know, just work ethic and everything else. You know, them guys work hard because they know that's an important part of our game. So, you know, what you see from them guys out there is what you get during the season. Those guys perform.
And I also spoke briefly with Jada Byers over at practice. He's like, I got 976 yards to go before I become the all-time leading rusher here. So he's keeping his stats in his head.
Yeah, you know, I think he's earned the right to do that, you know, we haven't performed so well, but he's one of those guys that, you know, more than anything else, he just wants to win, you know. So, you know, he's been a part of the last two teams, of course, that have posted 9-1 regular seasons, and he was a part of the team the year before that, his freshman year. So his most important thing is he wants to win, but he knows his contribution leads to us winning a lot of the times. So he's one of those guys that's excited to be there too, you know, coming up on his senior year now.
Now, what makes Jada so incredibly – well, first off, he's incredibly talented, but he doesn't do it alone. And we're going to be talking with Quinn Brown, Coach Quinn Brown, in a few minutes. Your offensive line looks huge this year.
Yeah, you know, it's one of our deepest groups on the team, and one of our most high-performing group on the team. You know, we returned 4 starters out of that group, and, you know, a wealth of other guys that played, you know. So, and, you know, it's a bunch of talent in that area. So we feel real good about what we have going on right there. And those guys work hard. Coach Brown does an exceptional job with those guys. And, you know, when you look out there and you see those guys moving around with some of the things we like to do offensively, you know, it's easier to see why we rely on those guys so much. So, you know, like I said, 4 starters returning, a bunch of other guys that played, leads to something being good. I was always kind of taught things start up front, and you know, we've adopted that since I've been here, and we hadn't changed that. So, you know, that's why you see the production the way you're seeing it up front.
Mm-hmm. And they already look like they're in sync. which is something I've not seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's always a time thing. You know, when you look at those guys that perform on that offensive line, but like I said, four of those guys returned from being starters last year, so it was kind of, you know, a chance for those guys to slap on the pads and jump right into it, because those guys are definitely used to playing with one another. So now you just kind of making sure that, you know, the depth of that group lasts. You know, anytime you want to say you want to make a run postseason, you look at all the teams that's making run in postseasons, they all have great offensive lines. You know, and we want to make sure we're one of those teams that said they have a great offensive line.
Now, from the last time we spoke, we have one small change to the schedule, and that's the starting time of the first home game. It was originally 6 p.m., but now it's been moved to 1 p.m.
Yeah, that, you know, always, I think, you know, we usually always start that thing out, you know, with that classic, and that classic usually is the evening game, but I think it was better for us to kind of make sure we get it scheduled as an earlier game this year, just kind of moving forward. But it works out, and, you know, with us kind of starting this thing on the road, you know, with the first three games or so on the road, it just fit. That'd be best for a 1 o'clock game, 1 o'clock kick right there. You know, I think when we go to Kentucky, that's an earlier kick. We go to Hampton, that's an evening kick. And then John C. Smith, I believe, is going to be an earlier kick. So, you know, with it being that late right there close to October, we felt like it was good to have that game at 1 o'clock as well.
Season passes, are they available yet?
You bring your money over here, we'll make sure you get a pass. So, but they should be available real soon. You know, I think everybody's pretty excited about what's coming up for this season, and everybody want to make sure they get one in their hand. You know, so what I would tell people is to get one early. You know, you get a great deal on it, and you get to see an exciting brand of football, and you know, it guarantees you your spot.
Well, thank you, Coach, and. Again, we start the season right now, August 31st, against Kentucky State. But we're going to be talking with you a lot more before then. Got to mention again, the spring game is on April 13th.
Yep.
What time?
Right now we're looking at, you know, somewhere in the afternoon. We got a lot of activities going on that day. So, and some things that'll be in season with some other sports. So we want to make sure we work around them. You know, everybody supported us so graciously last year. We want to make sure that we just do our part. So whatever time we got to have that game, we're looking at an afternoon kick, mm-hmm. a late afternoon kick, you know, some tailgating and a bunch of other stuff for that day kind of going on. And, you know, so it'll culminate us for the spring. So, you know, we got some softball games, some other stuff going on campus with Panther Fest. So, you know, we're going to be part of the show this time around.
Fantastic, Coach. Well, we'll be talking again next week, and we'll talk more then.
Okay? Sounds good.
Hi, welcome back to the Panther Sports Report. I'm still Jim Juno, and now I have with me Quinn Brown, assistant coach for the VUU football team, and he coaches the offensive line. And, Coach, I have been hearing a lot of good things about the offensive line so far this preseason.
I appreciate that. That's a good thing. And I think that comes back to the experience that we have coming back on the offensive line, and then just, you know, the work that those guys are putting in and buying into what we're trying to teach them. So
I stood behind the offensive line at practice the other day, and those guys are huge.
Yeah, we've got a big group. A lot of guys that have a lot of size and athleticism, can bend and move, and a lot of experience in that group as well. We're in a rare spot where we have five tackles on our roster right now that have started and won a college football game or more, and then we have five interior guys that have started and won college football games as well. And so we've got 10 guys that on our offensive line that have started in games and won college football games. And so we're really excited. There's a lot of competition, and they're pushing each other to get better every day because, you know, all of those guys want to start.
And these guys, it's not reflected. They don't have any personal stats. Because unfortunately, that's the way the game is set up. All the stats go to the running back or a quarterback, and only time you really see them doing getting mentioned is when something goes wrong.
Yeah,
kind of like an SID. So anyway,
absolutely, very similar. Yeah.
But those in the know that Jada Byers will not be racking up 1,000 yards or 2,000 yards whoever the quarterback is, if it's R.J. Rosales or somebody else, they won't be getting stats that are worthy of all CIAA unless the offensive line is performing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're hitting that spot on, Jim. And, you know, it was funny when you started off this interview, you actually mentioned I heard a lot of really good things because exactly what you said, like, normally you don't hear about the offensive line unless they do something wrong. But, you know, part of playing O-line is buying into that idea of, okay, I'm not going to have stats. I'm not going to be the star. I'm not going to get my name mentioned a lot. But as a group, if we buy into that and embrace that, then we're able to do our job so other people can shine and our team can have success. And so I've got a really good group that, you know, has bought into that idea and that identity. And, you know, they work hard so that we can have success. And, you know, not all the fame and glory that you might get playing another position, but they kind of embrace doing all the dirty work.
Let's mention their names, because you did mention that their names don't get mentioned a whole lot.
Absolutely. So, you know, we got a lot of guys coming back, and, you know, guys that started last year for us that are coming back are Matias Nelson at right tackle and Jamari Moyer at right guard. Joe Rounds started at center and for the last eight games. Eight. And then, you know, Larry Jones is a guy that's going with the ones at left guard. He started 2 years ago and then had a knee injury that kind of set him back a little bit, but he's doing some good things. And then at left tackle, we got Justin Royes, who started the last 4 to 5 games last year as a true freshman. And then you've also got several guys that, like Devontae Boyd and Keandre Ruff, who started early in last year, early in the season. You've got Dylan Porter, who's a transfer from VUL that has who started as a true freshman there and is competing with those guys. And then you've got Adrian Crespin, who is was a redshirt freshman last year. We're really excited about him. Mark Lawton has started for us. He's the backup center right now, competing with Joe for the starting spot. And then you've got guys like DeMonte Wynn and Isaiah Butcher. You know, several guys. Sean Battle, Justin Gooden is actually a freshman that just joined our team this spring. That should be a senior in high school. You got another transfer in there, a second kid from Denmark, and and Moss Hansen, and you got some other new guys like Tony Maben and guys like that. So,
from a coaching standpoint, have you ever had a returning line with as many numbers as you've got this year?
No, this is the first time. You know, normally it's a good problem to have, because normally in the spring you have somewhere between 12 to 15 guys. And you get to maximize the reps, and so they get to, you know, have a lot of reps and grow. We've got 20 offensive linemen on the roster, and two are out with injuries right now, but are working to get back. And so this is the most I've ever had for spring. And then from an experience standpoint, like this time last year, we had two returning starters and three guys that had started a game or two or maybe played in some games, and that was it on the offensive line. And now we have 10 that have started in games. And so it's a lot of competition. Those guys come to work every day to get better. And so it's a good problem to have when you have this much depth.
Right. And when I say these are big guys, these are not fat guys. This is all muscle. I mean, they're tall and they're built like brick houses.
Absolutely. And that's kind of a compliment to the job that the staff has done in recruiting of getting guys, and then also, you know, also to Coach Hand and the strength program that we have of, you know, working and getting these guys in shape. And, you know, at the Division II level, it's very rare that you're going to recruit an offensive lineman that's just ready to go. He's either going to have to put weight on or take weight off, one of the two. And we've done a great job here of getting those guys in shape, because if you really look around, you know, college football, you don't see the guys that are, you know, 340, 350 playing anymore, because the defensive linemen are so much more athletic these days. And so you have to be smaller and be able to bend and move. And those guys have bought into that as opposed to just being big and strong. Like, they understand that they've got to be able to move just as well.
Well, Coach, I'm really looking forward to this upcoming year. August 31st is our first game against Kentucky State. And then we open at home 3 weeks later against Shaw University. And that game is currently at 1 p.m. Coach, I want to thank you again for being on the Panther Sports Report.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's go, Panthers.